Look at what chapter 21, verse 25 says. And there were so many other things that Jesus did, which they were written one by one. I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that will be written. Amen. Oh, nobody said anything. John wrote these words, and he says that the Lord Jesus Christ did so many other things. Come on, hallelujah. And they were written. Tell your neighbor, they were written. Say it louder. They were written, but the world could not contain everything that the Lord did. Nobody said nothing. Come on, hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, hallelujah, and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, miracles are still happening. Say it again. With the helping of the Lord, I'd like to preach on this thought, hallelujah, unceasing miracles. Nobody saying nothing. Unceasing miracles. Father, in Jesus' name, anoint my lips of clay, my heart and my mind to deliver your word. And use me, Lord, in the name of Jesus we pray. And everyone says, amen. You may be seated in the name of Jesus. How many love the Lord? Shout hallelujah. Say it again. I believe miracles still happen. I believe, amen, that the moment we woke up this morning, we are a living miracle. Hallelujah, the moment that we, hallelujah, are breathing this new air of life in us this morning, that is a miracle of God. And we can give God all the honor and all the glory and all the praises. And I do believe, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to declare this gospel, hallelujah, that miracles, signs, and wonders are still happening today. Oh, come on, hallelujah. And I believe that the church is getting hungry for a move of God and a thirst for a glory of the Lord, hallelujah, to be manifested in this last hour. Now, if you just bear with me just for a few moments, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, as I review everything that I see in the gospel and share with you, hallelujah, what I've noticed, what's in the Word of God. Hallelujah. What I've understood in the Word of God, that there are 37 miracles recorded in the four Gospels. Nobody's saying nothing. Hallelujah. 37 Gospels from the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Hallelujah. Every miracle is recorded. Whether both of them are talking about the same miracle or individually or group. Come on, hallelujah. Miracles are happening. Let me say it again. Miracles are happening. 37 are only recorded. Hallelujah, but that doesn't mean, amen, that Jesus did not continue to do miracles. Come on, hallelujah. I believe he continued to do miracles, even though they're not recorded in the Gospels, but yet, hallelujah, miracles are still happening. Are you following me? Hallelujah. And the first miracle that I want to introduce to you today, hallelujah, is the miraculous birth of Jesus Christ. That was a miracle. How can God Almighty, hallelujah, come in a form of flesh? Come on, hallelujah, and be born, hallelujah, through a virgin by the name of Mary. And that was a miracle. Nobody's saying nothing. Tell your neighbor that was a miracle. The other miracle is, hallelujah, that even through all the things that Jesus was doing, hallelujah, the Bible says that Jesus survived. Hallelujah, what do you mean survive? Because he was tempted, hallelujah, he was tempted, hallelujah, by the religious people that wanted to kill him five times, but Jesus, hallelujah, got away from them. Oh, come on, somebody, can I preach what I feel now? Because it doesn't matter what you go through, I want to declare that God is in control. Let me say it again. God is in control. Let me say it again. God is in control. And even though Herod would want Jesus dead, but Jesus sent a word to give to Herod, I'm still going to do miracles. I'm still going to heal the sick. I'm still going to open the blind eyes. It doesn't matter what Herod says. I'm still going to do it. Will somebody give God the praise? Because no matter what the enemy will try to bring against you, it will not prosper. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And because Jesus is the author and the finisher of my faith. Come on, hallelujah. And what he has begun, he will finish. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. And if God be before us, who can be against us? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Do I have a witness in the house? Somebody shout yes. But miracles will happen according to your faith. Tell your neighbor, according to your faith. Say it again. According to your faith, it can be done in the name of Jesus. Because what was meant for evil, God, hallelujah, said, I meant it for your good. Hallelujah. And God can change things around. Would somebody give the Lord a praise? I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I'm going to deliver a word right now to some of you because, yes, earlier someone said the devil was attacking your miracle that you won't get it, but the devil is a liar. Let me say it again. The devil is a liar because God is going to accomplish his work in your life and God is going to get the praise and all the glory. From the age of 12 and 30, in the age of Jesus, come on, hallelujah, nothing was said or written about Jesus' life. Come on, hallelujah. 16 years of silence. 16 years, hallelujah, that nobody heard what Jesus did, hallelujah, or done, hallelujah, during that period. Can I preach to somebody? Because sometimes God doesn't deliver a miracle in your life. Sometimes he's silent, but that doesn't mean that he is not working. Come on, hallelujah. Because the Lord is doing something in your life, and it's called the waiting room. Come on, hallelujah. He has you waiting until the miracle is accomplished. Nobody's saying nothing. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Come on, hallelujah. Because your miracle is a special one. Oh, can I preach what I feel? Come on, hallelujah. I'm going to come down here like I'm going to be free right now in Jesus' name. Is that all right? Because your miracle is a special one. Look at your name and say, it's a special one. Say it again. Now, I'm going to mess you up. Is that all right? I'm really going to mess up your theology and your thought right now. Come on. Because the Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. In the Greek is, suddenly in the beginning was the Logos, and the Logos was with God, and the Logos is God. The Logos means the think or the thought or the idea or the creation of God. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Now, if I was to put it in Brother Hoyer's term, it would go like this. Come on, hallelujah. In the beginning was the thought, and the thought was with the thinker, and the thinker of the thought is Jesus. Are you not hearing me? Come on, hallelujah. Are you following me? Follow me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then in the Bible says, hallelujah, and the Word became flesh, which means the thought that he had, it came to manifestation. You're not hearing me. Hallelujah. So when the Bible says, hallelujah, amen, ask anything in his name, that means put everything in his presence, come on, or in his thought, hallelujah, let him think about it, and it'll come to pass. Still didn't get it. Let me push a little bit further. Hallelujah. Because anytime you need a miracle, it is something beyond you or the doctor or medicine or anything else. Come on, hallelujah. So when you come to God, you bring him a special order. Come on, hallelujah. And it takes time for that order to be present. Now, Hallelujah. Let me put it in layman's term. Are you ready? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I love to go to Burger King once in a while. Nobody's hearing me. Come on. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's Whataburger in Texas, but there's nothing here. Hallelujah. I know there's In-N-Out. Come on. Hallelujah. But Whataburger, praise the Lord. They used to be 99 cents a burger, praise God, but I don't know what happened. It's $8 now, praise God. Hallelujah. But once in a while, we go to a Burger King. Come on, hallelujah. And I already know what I'm going to get. I get the number one. Come on, hallelujah. And when I put my order in, preacher, hallelujah, amen, amen, when I buy, I make it a special order. Come on, hallelujah. I said I want the buns toasted. Come on, hallelujah. I want extra mayonnaise and extra pickles and extra tomato on it. You're not hearing me. Come on, hallelujah. And then I want my fries, but I don't want the fries that is just standing inside that, you know, hallelujah, oven light. Hallelujah. I want mine fresh. Nobody's saying nothing. Come on, hallelujah. And then with the Diet Coke. Nobody's saying nothing. Hallelujah. Now, you got to hear me. Come on. Hallelujah. And when I get to the window, come on. Hallelujah. Watch this. When I get to the window, I pay for it. Hallelujah. But then they tell me, go wait on stall number one. I said, why? Because your order is special. It's not on the order menu. So you got to be at the waiting place until we can deliver it. I'm preaching to somebody. You have a special order, and God's saying, hallelujah, wait for it at the order, and I will bring it to you. Tell your neighbor, your order's on the way. Say it again. Say it again. Because we got to wait on the Lord, and sometimes we have to be waiting on him. And the Bible says those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. So I'm on the waiting list. Tell your neighbor, I'm on the waiting list. But his word will not return void. I said his word will not return void. Hallelujah. But when he sends his word, he's going to cause that word to prosper wherever it is sent in the name of Jesus. Now, I got to hurry up. Come on, how many love Jesus? But then he comes, hallelujah, on scene. 16 years later, hallelujah, he comes on the scene. He's now 30 years old. Come on, hallelujah. He goes through the wilderness. Come on, hallelujah. He goes through temptations. Come on, hallelujah. But he comes out with fire. He comes out with an anointing and power, Jesus. Hello. We talked about it last night. He prophesied in the synagogue. And then he went to do miracles. And the first miracle that he performed is that he turned water into wine. Nobody shouted. I said he turned water into wine. Look at your neighbor. He turned it around. He turned it around. Come on, hallelujah. He turned it around. I got to preach on this one. I'm going to love Jesus. So sometimes I question the theology of the scripture. When did the water turn into wine? Come on, hallelujah. Follow me. Hallelujah. When did the water turn into wine? I question the theology. When? What? He tells him, hallelujah, go and fill up all the vessels, hallelujah, with water, and hallelujah, fill it up to the brim, hallelujah. And many people say that's when the water turned into wine. No. It was just water. But until they poured the first drink to the host of the wedding, that's when it turned into wine. He said, oh, this is the best one. Come on, hallelujah. Because sometimes the miracles you think it's already there, it's already there, but until you pour out your praise. That's when miracles gonna happen.
looks at you. Because every time I read in the Bible, every person that needed a miracle was not quiet. They were shouting, saying, "Hallelujah, David! Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me!" They worshiped the Lord before they got their miracle.
Are you hearing me? Because some people want their miracle, but they're not. Come on, hallelujah. But amen, but if you need a miracle, you got to get God's attention. You didn't hear me. You got to get God's attention, hallelujah. You got to, woo. Can I push it a little bit? Come on, hallelujah. That means you got to shout louder than your neighbor. You got to praise God better than your neighbor. Hallelujah, because you don't know the miracle that I need. You can criticize me all you want, but I didn't come to church just to, hallelujah, be patty caking with Jesus. I came because I need a miracle. And if my shout bothers you, excuse me, but you don't know what I need from God. So I'm going to get God's attention. Would somebody give the Lord a shout? Praise. Woo! I'm getting excited. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to do my best to shout to them. What a shout. Hallelujah. Oh, but Pastor, I got arthritis. Well, lift up those hands. Oh, but my leg is hurting. Stomp your feet. Come on. Hallelujah. I can't breathe. Shout. Oh, gee, I just got tweeted by the Holy Ghost. Come on, hallelujah. Anytime you want to confuse the devil, you shout. Nobody's hearing me. Come on, hallelujah. You got to shout. Even when you're going through a trial and when you're going through pain, you got to believe your miracle is on the way. You put the devil where he belongs. Somebody ought to give the Lord a shout right now. How many believe what I'm talking about right now? In the name of Jesus, I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see it. But by faith, I'm declaring my miracle today. Woo! 37 miracles are recorded in the Gospels, but not all of them were written. Nobody's saying nothing. Not all the miracles were written. But let me, if you allow me, to introduce you four miracles that the Lord wants to do today. Come on, hallelujah. There are four areas of manifestation of God's miracles that wants to happen today. The first one is the miracle of healing. Nobody's saying nothing. The miracle of healing is a miracle of physical, hallelujah, illnesses. That the doctor said there is no cure. God can heal you. Oh, nobody's saying nothing. I said, God can heal you. Let me rewind and play. God can heal you. No medicine, only God can. When the doctor said there's no cure, get ready because it's just a setup for a miracle. Woo, somebody shout hallelujah. First lady, hallelujah, some years ago they declare a disease in my body that the doctor says there is no cure for it. I said, the devil is a liar. Come on, hallelujah. They said this disease was going to cripple me. This disease was going to cause me to go deaf and blind. They said by the time you hit, hallelujah, 70, you're going to be on a wheelchair. Well, I'm 7 years away from being 70. I'm still not crippled. I'm not blind. Yeah, I got one ear that's gone, but I can still hear from this one. Somebody shout hallelujah, because I refuse to let the doctor prophesy over my life.
Somebody shout hallelujah, because I believe in his report, and his report says, I am healed.
Look at your neighbor and say, I'm healed. Say it louder. I'm healed. The next one of the miraculous miracle of God is the miracle of deliverance. Hallelujah. You look in the Testaments, in the New Testaments. Hallelujah. Jesus delivered more people that were demon-possessed. Hallelujah. That not even the devil can hold anybody back that wants a miracle. Nobody's hearing me. You heard me last night talk about one that we prayed for that was demon-possessed, and I got a headache. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm not afraid of the devil, because number one, the devil's already defeated. You're not hearing me, because there are those that are demon possessed. Hallelujah. Watch this. Hallelujah. The Bible says that there was this man that was filled with demons, almost from 3,000 to 6,000 demons that was on him. And those demons were called legion. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. But when this man that was demon possessed saw Jesus, he ran to Jesus and he bowed down and worshiped him. That means no devil can stop you from worshiping. I wish I had a witness in the house. Come on, hallelujah. Can I preach what I feel? The devil is a liar, because the devil's been attacking your family, has been attacking your homes, has been attacking you. Come on, hallelujah. Amen. But my God can deliver us from every demonic spirit and power, because God is able to deliver us. Oh. Woo. Jesus. I was called at 11 o'clock at night. I don't know why they call me late at night. They know I'm asleep. Come on, hallelujah. And they call me up and say, come to the house. Hallelujah. So my wife and I went to this individual's house, his family's house. Hallelujah. And you can hear the screaming, hallelujah, going on. Hallelujah. And I took some prayer warriors with me. Come on, hallelujah. And I said, we're going to go pray. Hallelujah. We walked in Jesus' name. And when I walked inside the room, hallelujah, and there was already witches performing their rituals on this a sister of ours in the name of Jesus. These witches came and started putting all kinds of stuff on her. Hallelujah. And I stepped in. I said, who are you? And they said, well, hallelujah, her mama used to be a witch. So we came over here, hallelujah, to do our thing. I said, well, I come to do my thing. Come on, hallelujah. I want you to get out of this room. Hallelujah, we're going to pray for this woman right now in the name of Jesus. And I'm not lying. Hallelujah, the moment we started praying, hallelujah, one of my prayer warriors began to fall out. The other prayer began to fall out. And I began to get weak. I said, what in the world is going on? Come on, hallelujah. And then I was down on my knees because I was losing all my strength. Come on, hallelujah. And when I was down on my knees, these three witches come on in and said, told you ain't got the power. I said, it's not me. It's God that has the power. And the moment that I invoked the name of Jesus, you're not hearing me, hallelujah, my strength came back up. The other brother started speaking in tongues. The sister started speaking in tongues. I wish I had a witness in the house, because I already know, hallelujah, that there is no power that the witches can have or warlocks, because my God is able. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. God is able. Say it again. Oh, I wish I had three witnesses that can say God is able. How many of you have the Holy Ghost? I said, how many have the Holy Ghost? Then don't be afraid of the enemy. Come on, people need to be delivered from witchcraft and curse. Come on, hallelujah. We're living in that kind of society. Hallelujah, that don't even know that the devil showed up. Come on, hallelujah. But we're here today to rebuke every devil and every demon and every
even all his activities. Come on, hallelujah, to go back where it came from. Hallelujah, because my God is able to deliver us, hallelujah, from every demonic forces, hallelujah, every witchcraft. Nobody's hearing me, hallelujah, but there's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabbi Sunday. Come on, hallelujah, the other miracle. The third one is the natural miracle. Come on, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. Even Jesus rebuked the storms. Hallelujah, you didn't hear me. He rebuked the storms. He told the storms, hallelujah, he spoke to the wind and to the waves, hey, Gaiasin. You're not hearing me. Hallelujah, you know that God can protect you from the storm. I mean natural storms. I can tell it. He protected me from the hurricane. No one's hearing me. Come on, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. The waters came. The winds blew. Come on, hallelujah. My dumb phone keep on ringing. Warning, 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 warning. Woo! Come on, hallelujah, knocking at my door, hallelujah, at that camp and say, you got to get out, go to higher ground. I walked out there, come on, hallelujah, and I looked all the stuff that this hurricane was doing. Come on, hallelujah. But there were 350 men that were saved. Only five got injured, but they didn't die. You didn't hear me. Oh, watch this miracle. Watch this. Watch this. You didn't hear me. Hallelujah. I'm right there in the center of it all. Come on. Hallelujah. And all the water's coming down this way. Water was coming that way. Come on. Hallelujah. And then 1 hour later, the dam broke. Come on. Hallelujah. And waters were just going so high. And I said, oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm outside seeing it. Come on. Hallelujah. And the Bible says 1,000 shall come to your right and 1,000 can come to your left, but nothing shall come near to you. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Are you with me? Come on, hallelujah, because God will protect his own. I said God will protect his own. And now that I went home, come on, hallelujah, amen, you're not hearing me. I'm still alive to talk about it. I'm still to say, hey, the Lord delivered me from the storm. Would somebody shout yes? Come on, hallelujah. Man, it was rocking and rolling. Come on, hallelujah. Man. I got to say this. I know this is funny. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's funny. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We were all stuck in one room. Hallelujah. And we were just waiting for it to come down. Hallelujah. Then a young man comes up to me and said, Pastor, can we sing? I go ahead and sing. Hallelujah. I'll get on the piano. We're just going to praise the Lord in this. I go, go for it, man. Hallelujah. Who's ready to, hallelujah, toda la noche sin parada, we're ready to go. Hallelujah. They're ready to worship the Lord, and they're ready to, he was getting down on the piano. Ding, 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 ding. I go, woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. And another preacher said, as soon as he's done singing, you're going to preach. I go, all right. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm ready. Praise the Lord. Oh, you're not hearing me. Come on, hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Praise the Lord. And I said, we're going to worship the Lord. And all of a sudden, the camp director comes out and says, no, 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 none of this worship stuff. No, calm it down, calm it down. We got our own professionals coming. They bring the harp, and they were playing their harps. I go, what are you doing? Hallelujah. Well, it helped during the Titanic. Somebody shout hallelujah. I said, I'm not in a Titanic. Come on, hallelujah. I was born to worship. Can I preach to somebody right now? No matter what storm you're in life, you got to worship your way through it. You got to give God the glory through it and give God all the glory and praise that he deserves. Hallelujah. The fourth one is this one. Hallelujah. The miracle of restoration. You didn't hear me. God can restore people.
Let me say it again. God can restore people. God can resurrect people from the dead and bring them back to life. Tell your neighbor, can you do it? Say it again. Say it louder. Say it much louder. Can God too do it? Can God do it? Can God resurrect the dead? Can he resurrect, hallelujah, those, hallelujah, that needs restoration in their lives? Come on, hallelujah, to God be the honor and all the glory and all the praises. Come on, somebody. It doesn't matter how lost they might be, but there's power in the name of Jesus that can get them out from whatever they are at, hallelujah, and bring them back here alive in the name of Jesus. Hello? I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I got to declare this. Maybe you have a family member that's gone out, way out there. Don't give up on them. Your miracle is on the way. You didn't hear me. Your miracle is on the way. Don't give up on your son. Don't give up on your daughter. Come on, hallelujah. Your miracle is on the way. I wish I had a witness in the house. When you least expect it, they're going to come through those doors and they're going to say, look what the Lord has done. I'm going to give God the praise and all the glory. Come on, you ought to shout right now, because God is able. I said, God is able. I've seen it with my eyes. Woo. I'm going to push it again in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, pick up faith in the name of the Lord. Some of you know Pastor Lupito Arroyo. Come on, hallelujah. Amen. And he invited us for revival, so we went for revival over there. Hallelujah. And the moment we arrived at Redlands or Ontario Airport, hallelujah, Pastor Arroyo said, we're going to go pray for my dad. He's been in a coma for 2 months. Hallelujah. And I said, let's go to the hospital. Hallelujah. When we went to the hospital, this man was completely out of it. I mean, he was almost dead. He was in a coma. Come on. He had all this machinery on him, life support. Everything was on him. Come on, hallelujah. And we prayed in the name of Jesus. Come on, hallelujah. And when we prayed in the name of the Lord, I felt a kick, a movement on the bed. Hallelujah. And I thought it was my sidekick, which was my deacon. I thought he bumped the bed. Hallelujah. So after I prayed, I said, why are you kicking the bed for? Why are you moving the bed for? Come on, hallelujah. And he said, I didn't do nothing. I go, well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So on the third night, hallelujah, on Sunday, when we used to have night service, you didn't hear me, Sunday school in the morning and night service in the evening. Come on, hallelujah. And we went to church. Come on, hallelujah. And when we arrived at church, hallelujah, there was a witch in the back. Hallelujah. Amen. Of the church and the entrance of the church. And when I walked in, she was doing something on the ground. I said, what are you doing? Hallelujah. She said, I'm putting a curse on the preacher. I said, good. Come on, hallelujah, but it ain't going to work. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. And she says, why? Because you can't curse something that's blessed. Are you hearing me? Come on, she's writing something on the ground. I said, go ahead, keep on going, hallelujah. So we're having a tremendous time, hallelujah. The movement of God was just moving, just like the service just earlier. There was a lot of shouting and screaming, come on, hallelujah. And then it was my turn to preach, and I preached, hallelujah, the word of faith in the name of the Lord. And when we were done, hallelujah, God began to move in a tremendous way that a cloud walked inside the service. Literally, a cloud of glory walked inside the service. The witch had it to leave. But at that moment, people were walking out of their wheelchairs. We did not lay hands on nobody, and they were receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Shekinah cloud walked in inside that service. And brother, hallelujah, at that moment, it was 9 o'clock in the evening. And I declared a word and I said, I dispatched an angel of the Lord to walk into Loma Linda Hospital and touch brother Arroyo right now in the name of Jesus. As soon as we said amen, Pastor, hallelujah, amen, the family were rushing out outside, and Pastor Lubito Larroyo got a hold of me. And he said, we got to go, hallelujah. We just got a call from the hospital. I go, what? We got to go to the hospital right now, hallelujah. All right, let's go, praise the Lord. And so we went, hallelujah, and when we arrived to the hospital, the family were shouting. They were dancing. I said, what are you shouting about? Hallelujah. Go inside. So when we went inside where Brother Lupita Arroyo Sr. was at, come on, hallelujah. Amen. He was sitting up. He was eating his dinner. I said, what happened? Hallelujah. The doctor said, we don't know. But at 9 o'clock, he moved all the tubes. Come on. And he sat up and he said, I'm hungry. It's because an angel of the Lord walked in. Hallelujah. According to the word. And it was done. Would somebody give the Lord a shout of praise? Shout hallelujah. God is able to, hallelujah, do miracles. He opened the blind eye by the name of Bartimaeus. He resurrected a young man from Nain. He resurrected the daughter of Jairus. He resurrected Lazarus. Come on. He fed the multitude. And he gave them leftovers. You're not hearing me. Because my God, he is Jehovah El Shaddai. Because he's more than enough. Let me say it again. He's more than enough. Let me say it again. He's more than enough. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor. He is more than enough. Watch this. Because now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think of, that the power of God will work through us and in us. Come on, hallelujah. Because when God performs a miracle, it doesn't just hit it just a little bit. It's more than what you expected. Come on, I believe that. I feel it in the Holy Ghost. Come on, how many love Jesus? Because my God, hallelujah, said I can do more than what you're asking. Tell your neighbor, he can do more. I'm almost done. Somebody got to come to this place. Why? Because I believe, Harabo Sunday, I believe that there's a movement right now. There's a stirring up of the fivefold ministry. Come on, hallelujah. Let it both say. Hallelujah. And the fivefold ministry is coming to place. Come on, if you don't believe it, it's in the book of Ephesians. Come on, hallelujah. Are you following me? Come on, hallelujah. And this fivefold ministry is preparing the church. Hallelujah. To operate in the gifts of the Spirit. Nobody's shouting, because I still believe in the gifts of the Spirit. I still believe in the gift of miracles. I still believe in the gift of faith. I still believe in the gift of healing. I still believe in the gift of prophecy. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. And Brother Fragoso, you know me. Praise God. Hallelujah. But now I remember Bishop Romo told me, once you get into the miracles and into the signs and the gifts, people are not going to invite you no more because they don't want to see an operation of the gifts. And I said, I don't care. Come on, hallelujah. I believe that God can do it in the name of Jesus. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, God is able. But I believe your pastor in the name of Jesus. He believes in the gifts of the Spirit. He believes in the movement of the Holy Ghost. He wants a revival and awakening of the movement of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, can I tell you what I feel in my spirit right now? God just told me I'm about ready to open heaven over this congregation. Hey, 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 hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, God can do it. Say it again. And miracles are still being written today. I said miracles are still being written today. Hallelujah. God is still performing these miracles. Say, Pastor, are you sure? Yes, hallelujah. Oh, I can tell you a bunch of stuff. Come on. How many love Jesus? I got a lot of stuff to say. Come on, hallelujah. Hey, man, my wife and I were in Chicago at a ladies' retreat. Come on, hallelujah. And there were about over 600 women in this ladies' retreat. I said, whoa, glory to God, hallelujah. These women are crazy. Oh, come on, how many love Jesus? Have you ever been into a ladies' retreat? Oh, my God. They're wired than the men. You're not hearing me. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's easy to preach to the women. All you got to go, look. Nobody's saying nothing. Hallelujah. You preach to the young people, you need the bass. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You preach to the men, you got to get, andale, andale, andale. Come on, hallelujah. But when you preach to preachers, oh, la sangre de Cristo, that's even worse. Because you got to go through theology and hermeneutics and homiletics and make sure you present it right. Come on, hallelujah. You're not hearing me. But we were preaching to a ladies' retreat. Come on, hallelujah. Amen. And it was on a Saturday. Hallelujah. And me and my wife, hallelujah, we decided to go see the apostolic swap meet. Hallelujah. That's what I call it, the conventions, the swap meet. Praise the Lord. You know, where they're selling a bunch of stuff. Come on, hallelujah. Velos and books. And I just call it the swap meet, brother. Praise. I'm sorry, hallelujah. But we were there, praise God, hallelujah. We're checking it all out, hallelujah. And here comes this elderly lady. She's just walking like this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, oh, glory to God. And then she tapped on my shoulder. She goes, I need a miracle today. Hallelujah. Can you pray for me right now? I said, no, I ain't got it yet. Come on. Not now. I just barely finished eating lunch. You're not hearing me. Praise God. I said, but get yourself ready for tonight. Hallelujah. And whenever you feel that moment, the miracle is going to hit. You're not hearing me. Amen. So, hallelujah. We went to the service at night at 5 o'clock. Hallelujah. The ladies were wild. They were shouting and screaming. Hallelujah. Amen. I got behind the pulpit and started preaching. Hallelujah, and start delivering the word of faith in the name of Jesus. Come on, hallelujah. And right at the middle of the message, we hear a scream. Ah! Oh, you're not hearing me. I thought somebody was killing somebody. Come on, hallelujah. And all of a sudden, hallelujah, that lady took off running. She was not running like this no more. Hallelujah, she said, I felt a pop in my leg. And it came to normal. And she started running the aisles. Somebody shout yes. When God gives you a rhema word, you got to act upon it and give God a shout.
Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Come on, hallelujah. God can do it in Jesus' name. Pastor, that whole area started breaking out in worship and praise, and the women were speaking in tongues, and they were just shouting. I couldn't preach no more. Come on, hallelujah. And I said, Lord, have your way in the name of the Lord. And I believe in the supernatural in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, hallelujah, there were some women that were screaming and shouting. I said, what are they screaming about? And they said, they're here. They're here. They're here. I said, who's here? And hallelujah. And I went up to one of them. I said, who's here? And she said, there's angels here. You didn't hear me. She said, there's angels around this place, and they're ministering around this place. Come on, hallelujah. And I said, I believe in the supernatural in the name of Jesus. And I believe, hallelujah, God is sending angels to this congregation, that you're going to see the supernatural. Somebody shout hallelujah, because it's not going to happen in the third world. It's going to happen here in the United States, that the supernatural is going to be manifested. Would somebody give the Lord a praise right now? I want to see it. I'm hungry for a supernatural move of God. In the name of Jesus. I'm telling you these miracles because God is able to do it. Come on, hallelujah. God is able to perform the miracles. I'm a miracle myself. My wife is a miracle. Come on, hallelujah. Pastor, what do you mean you're a miracle? Hallelujah. I'm standing before you, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And I can tell you, this man that's preaching to you had two heart attacks, and I'm still shouting. Come on, hallelujah. I had a tumor in my vocal cord, and they said, hallelujah, we're going to have to cut those tumors, but you're not going to speak anymore. You're not going to preach anymore. Come on, hallelujah. And after the surgery, hallelujah, first lady, they said you cannot speak for 10 days. You cannot speak for 10 days. Come on, hallelujah. So I had a whiteboard that my wife got me. Come on, hallelujah. And I'm writing, I need some water. I even took it to church. Praise the Lord. You're not hearing me. For 10 days, hallelujah. And during those 10 days, watch this, hallelujah, on the Sunday, Bishop Mendoza, hallelujah, was preaching in our local church because he said, I'll be preaching for you. I said, thank you, hallelujah. He said, for all month, I'm going to be preaching for you. I said, well, really, I didn't even call him. He knew about my situation. He said, I'm going to be there every Sunday. I said, thank you, Bishop. Thank you. Praise the Lord. I couldn't talk for 10 days. Come on, how many love Jesus? Hallelujah. But the Sunday that he was preaching, he says, Brother Hoyer, hallelujah, pray for those that need the Holy Ghost. I go, what? I can't even speak. Nobody say nothing. Come on, hallelujah. And I went to one and just laid hand. But in my mind, I was saying, God, give him the Holy Ghost. And they got the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout hallelujah. 10 days I couldn't speak. You're not hearing me. But on the 10th day, the doctor called. Hallelujah. And I think it was my daughter that picked up the phone. Hallelujah. And said, I need to talk to your dad. Hallelujah. And I got the phone. And she said, Mr. Hoyer. And I said, yes. I started shouting. I said, devil, you thought you had me. You thought you were going to take it away. But I'm going to shout to the Lord a little bit louder. Nobody's saying anything. If you are alive and well, you ought to shout right now. You ought to give God praise right now.